You know, I thought we got a lot accomplished really today in practice. You probably noticed we gave some guys, cut back some reps on a lot of different guys for both their benefit and the benefit of us really getting a chance to evaluate other players. And I thought I thought there were some good things. I thought we finished practice better than we have. One of the things we've been talking to the team about is doing a good job, you know, working through training camps long. The practices have a tendency, you know, they're 2.5 hours, and you got to, you know, not only just start fast, but you also have to finish. And I thought today we did some good things in that area.
Joe, how noticeable has the progress of the second year guys been now that they've had a full camp under their belt?
Yeah, I think the two corners really you can see a difference in Will and Jamar without a doubt. Deion's had more reps in this camp than he's had. Probably if you added up all of last year's regular season, I mean, he had opportunities. He's had a lot of pass rush opportunities. I think he's getting more familiar and comfortable with his job responsibility. And, Dallas Thomas has gotten a boatload of reps as well. So I think it's been – I think those guys are making good progress.
How do you weigh with how many reps you do with Deion in practice, knowing he's not going to be there for the next 4 weeks?
Yeah. Well, it's still a little early. I mean, I think there's probably 36 or 7 days or something like that till our first game. So I think we'll have ample time to get guys ready to play in that opening game. And he needs repetitions to learn. He needs to get a good handle on his job. And so, well, at some point it's going to become a factor, but I think it's still a little bit early yet.
Joe, with Deion obviously, is there a concern that he's had too much ground to make up, I guess, when he comes back, or is that not a concern?
I mean, again, we have to see. We really had him for a portion of the OTAs and a little bit of the off-season program, so while I don't have great familiarity with him as a player, so it's hard for me to really project that. You know, I mean, I think it's better that he's a veteran and has played a lot of football. I think it's a little bit easier for somebody like that to get right back into the thick of things.
Now, if he would come back, I'm just hypothetically, in the next 2 weeks, say, would the opening, the starting jobs could be open?
I mean, we haven't really decided anything. We won't honestly decide until we'll have an idea, but Friday before we play the Patriots is when we will make a decision as to how many snaps we envision each particular player participating in the game. So,
Joe, there's been a few guys who have gotten some extra work either today because the veterans were rested or because
right.
Some guys are banged up. Rashard Matthews, Jason Fox, a couple of them.
Yeah.
What are you looking for from those guys? Do they need to make plays, just show you that they can be trusted and responsible? What are you looking for when these guys are snaps?
Yeah, a little bit of everything. I mean, I think we've spent more time. I think we've done a better job this camp, Chris, orchestrating some different matchups, moving people around and getting them a chance to compete and evaluate whether it's in a one-on-one setting, a pass-skelly, a team setting. And I think our staff has done a good job of that. And we want to get these guys in as many competitive situations, competitive reps, and see how they respond. And like you said, do they make plays? Do they handle the poise? Can they make an adjustment? All those things. They're all important part of the evaluation process.
Has the experience made a move that you've noticed, even since camp begun, any of the reserves?
Yeah, I mean, I think Rashard Matthews, you mentioned him, he's having a good camp, without a doubt. I think, trying to think off the top of my head, Deion Sims has been having a good camp, I think. Matt Moore's been throwing the ball well. A lot of those guys, a lot of the guys have been playing well.
Okay. Are the plays to matter during a scrimmage sort of like a zero-sum game? If one unit does well, is that necessarily what are you looking for?
Well, again, part of it is there's a number of different things we're looking for tomorrow. Number one is to create as much of a game-like situation as we can prior to, flying to Atlanta to play the Falcons. We want to see how guys respond. We want to get our coaches in the press box and on the field, similar to how they're going to be Friday. We want to see how our communication is, our headsets. We don't have a lot of time for sideline adjustments tomorrow, but we want to get a look at that. We want to get the guys comfortable with how we're going to get out of the locker room and warm up for a game. There's a lot of things we want to, cover. So when we go to Atlanta on Friday night, the rookies aren't, all nerved up, and we have some guys that haven't been with us, so we want to have to show them how we want to do things.
How important will tomorrow be in the evaluation of the offensive line specifically?
I think every day is important, but I think tomorrow is going to be important, I think, because, as I mentioned, the coaches are going to be as far away. We we do as good a job, I think, as we can here in practice, but everybody kind of wants to creep in. And tomorrow there's no coaches on the field. They have to figure it out. They have to make the calls. There's no coach yelling a specific call or an adjustment. And so we'll see how those guys, sort things out for themselves, and I think that's important.
The experimenting that you've done in the offensive line, how much of that was mapped out before camp began, and how much of it has been in response to what you've seen in the first week of practice?
Most of it we kind of planned on, but there's been some you have to, if somebody's tweaked here or tweaked there, you always have to make adjustments. But we knew we wanted to get guys in different spots, and especially the first 3 days, we kind of wanted to keep it semi-consistent if we could, but this was the real five-day period that we wanted to do, I would say, the most of our experimenting. Hopefully next week we can, I don't think it's necessarily going to be locked down, but we may do a little bit less next week. It all depends. I mean, it's a football game. Sometimes teams make plays and your opponent makes plays and they're good plays, even though, it might be a throw that's a well executed by one of our opponent's offense, and our defense has good tight coverage, but they make a play. I mean, that's football. They have to learn that too. I mean, we're not going to go out there and teams are going to get first downs on us, and teams are going to score points. We don't want that to happen, but you just have to learn how to play through some of those ups and downs.
So you won't have any scars. He's a guy, he's already played a lot of years, but he's a guy maybe some people think will come back. He's back. What does he still do well?
I think I mentioned, he's definitely having the best training camp he's had in 3 years that I've been here. He's practicing better than he ever has. He's still a difficult man to move off the line of scrimmage. He's very strong, and he has good football instincts. And I think he's ratcheted up his pursuit to the ball a different level than what I've seen. So I've been very pleased. And I think he's had some production in the pass rush, too. So overall, he's having a very good camp.
What else can you tell us about the format for the scrimmage tomorrow, number of players, things like that?
Yeah, well, it's going to be kind of controlled. It's not going to be, like a game. It's going to be more, we'll have a move the ball segment where, we'll kind of let them, the down and distances kind of unfold naturally. We'll have, we have some things planned that we will utilize. Let's say if we don't get in the red zone much, we're going to have red zone segments. So we're going to figure, we're going to have some red zone in there. Whether we can get it enough on its own or not, who knows, but we're going to do that. We're going to look at the goal line and the two-point play, and we're definitely going to do two-minute as well. So we have some things for sure that we're going to do, and then the other ones, we'll see how many we get in the course of the action.
Joe, you were the most pass-heavy team in football last year. Maybe 65-35 was the ratio, pass plays called or run plays called. Was that ratio out of whack a little bit in your mind, and how do you want to get more balance?
Yeah, I'd like to. I definitely would like to have more balance. I mean, I think, in my mind, the running game serves a lot of, does a lot of things for you. Number one, it helps you with this. If it's productive, it helps you with the sticks a little bit and gets you in manageable down and distance situations. And I think, when you study football, it provides an opportunity. Really, the deep shots and the vertical shots, I think, on play action on first and second down are some of the best ways to throw the ball down the field. So. And I think the better you are in the running game, there's going to be opportunities to do that in the passing game.
All right, a couple more guys.
In a perfect world, is a 50-50 split, right?
I don't know about that. I'm not sure it has to be quite that, but I think it should be more 60-40 or 58-42. It would be great, but we'll see.